tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. I always want to begin the program by saying we need to rejoice and be glad in what God is doing on this day. See, God does things day by day. And in Genesis chapter 1 says, and the first day, God does something. And the second day, he does. Always doing something within a day. So let us rejoice this Monday in what God is doing. And, you know, if he can use anything, tell him to use you. If he can use anything, Lord, use me. Hallelujah.
This week, we're starting a new topic, living in expectancy, a journey of faith. Living in expectancy, a journey of faith. So we know without expectation that we are without hope, and then our life becomes meaningless. We don't have a reason each and every day to motivate us, to move us forward. So without expectation, we have little or no hope.
Hallelujah. And the word there, living where? In expectation, living in expectation or expectancy is a journey of faith. So it might not happen on my due date that I put or the stamp that I put on. So I have to have faith to go through the many months, however long, the many years, until I receive the thing that I am hoping for. So without expectation, there is no, without hope, there is no expectation. Expectation produces hope. Hope produces expectation. In the book of Acts chapter 11 says, faith is a book of faith, the faith chapter in Acts chapter 11. And verse 1 says, without faith,
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Yes.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
So we see the word hope. And I'm sorry, I said in Acts. I need to say, thanks for the correction. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is, it is something, the substance of things, what? Hope for. The evidence of that thing not seen. So my expectation has to have faith. So expectation is a journey of faith. Go ahead.
We're going to start in Genesis chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. So he didn't show him yet. He's given him a direction to come from the place that he knows, his country, from the place of his family, to go to another place, the land that he will show him. But he did not show him yet. So he's walking, he's taking a journey, he's stepping out on faith, believing, hoping that when he does what God directs him to do, then that God will do what he said he's going to do. He said he's going to show
him a land. He's going to have a land. You know, God comes to this guy, he says, look, I'm asking you, number one, get out of your country. Big ask. That's a huge axe. Think of you and I. On this Monday, God says, I need you to leave United States of America. Okay? And I'm going to send you to another land. Okay? But I'm not going to tell you the land this minute. You got to journey with me and I'll show you the land. So you got to get up on what? Faith. This was a huge axe. God says to this man, Abraham, get out of your country, from your family. Come on, somebody. Leave my family, from my family, from your father's house, to a land. What land? Just a land. I will show you. Tremendous, tremendous acts here. Says, man, am I hearing from God or what?
Then he gives him the hope of the call in verse 2. He says, I will make you a great nation.
Yeah.
I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. So he still hadn't told him exactly where he's going.
Yeah.
But he said that in that place, he will be made into a great nation, that he will be blessed, that his name will be great, and that he shall be also a blessing. So God is not just blessing us to bless us. He's blessing us to make us a blessing. So that is the hope.
Yes, tremendous hope. Look, he wasn't just asking him to leave his country, leave his family.
For nothing.
For nothing. That's right.
Yeah.
That's why we always say, God does not call us for nothing. When God calls you, it's on purpose. It's for something. And it's not a one-way streak. God just don't call you to give up everything and get nothing in return. When God asks you to give up something, he's going to give you more than you can ever ask, more than you and I give up. And we'll see through the life of Abraham here. Abraham, I'm going to show you a land. Leave everything. And you're not going to be a loser. In verse 2, you will not be a loser. You will not be empty-handed. Verse 2, I will make you a great nation. That's a tremendous promise, Diana. So we said, number one, it was a tremendous axe. And you asked him something. God asked him to do something. It wasn't simple. And he has to say yes to it. Verse 2 says, if you say yes, this is your gain. I will make you a great nation. Him going to be what?
A great nation.
A great nation. So here's a tremendous hope here in what God is asking him to do. And he says, and I will bless you and make your name great. So before that, he ain't got no name. He ain't got no name. His name is not great. Now, if he do what God says, his name is going to become known. That's why we have his name today. I will make your name great. Great. And you will be a blessing. Go ahead.
Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So verse 2, he's talking directly to him. And then in verse 3, he's given the benefit unto others for when he is made, when Abram allows God to make him,
yeah,
how he's going to be then a benefit to others. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So he said, I'm going to bless those who bless you will be blessed by me. Those who curse you will be cursed by me. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because you're blessed to be a blessing.
I said this, and I repeat this over my life, Diane, from verse 3. And in you, watch this, I take it very personal. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I take this personal. So it says, Abraham, blessing is mine. I have right to it. Because God cannot lie. And I am a part of what? The family of the earth. I'm path this morning, and you are a path of the families of the hurt. And God says, through this man, obedient, I have right to that, his blessing. God says, I will, look at it, I will bless those who bless you, I will curse him who curse you, and in you, Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
And it's constantly referred to in the Bible. It says the God of Abraham,
yes,
the God of Jacob,
yes,
the God of Isaac. It's repeated. That lineage is repeated. And at this point in Genesis chapter 12, there is no of the next generations.
There,
right now, there's only Abram.
Yes.
And Abram's wife, we're going to see, is barren, called barren. Then she does produce the next, which is Isaac, Abraham, Isaac. And then the next generation, that woman is also one of the women in the Bible who was called barren. And then she produces the third generation. So we cannot go by what it looks like. We cannot go by what it feels like. We cannot go by what somebody else says. We have to go by what the word of God says and what he says unto us. Because Abram is the one that's getting the call. He's getting the call, and in the call, there has to be a separation in order for him to enter in. He has to exit one place in his life in order to enter in to the next place. We can't enter into two doors, two locations at the same time. In order to get to the next, we have to advance through the first. So this is his opportunity to be obedient unto God, to step out in faith, to begin the journey of faith. And God is telling him all of the benefits. Once he does it, he said, look, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. But first, in order for him to experience the benefit, not just hear about the benefit, he has to do what God told him to do. So verse 4 says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken
to him,
and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. So he's 75 years old when he's called to begin this phase of the journey.
This journey of faith with expectancy to be great, with the expectancy that God is going to show him the land that he will become a blessing from.
And it takes decades, as we'll see throughout this week. It takes decades in order for it to be established. But he's continuing in the journey of faith because of hope. In Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 3, it says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance character.
Yeah.
And character, hope.
Come on.
Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given unto us. So we must know that God loves us, that his intentions toward us are good. And in knowing that, we know that the decisions that he's making, the places that he's leading us, are for our benefit. So we must glory in tribulations when it seems like it's hard, knowing that those tribulations will produce perseverance, which will produce character and will produce hope. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.